Hi, and welcome to New Every Day. My name's Jen.
And I'm Jane.
And on today's show, we're going to talk about signs.
This is New Every Day with Jen Wagger and Carrie Webb.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. And you might be thinking, hey, that's Jen, but that's not Carrie. Where's Carrie? And so,
Jane.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Jane and myself have gone on an adventure. Carrie actually had to stay home and do some schoolwork, and because she's enrolled in doing some master's work. And so I had some holiday time, and I'm like, I told Jane all about my Midwest America adventure, and she's like, I would be totally into going with that or with you on that. So here we are, and you will, for those of you who are regular watchers of the show, you will have watched before where Jane joined us and we talked about finances. Mm-hmm. And then she joined me on a trip to Ghana, West Africa, and I asked her to join us on the show for that. So she is one of our, I want to say, regular guest on the show. Mm-hmm. So here we are in Midwest America. We are currently in the upper northeast part of Oklahoma, which is like in the middle. It's known as an oil state. And one of the things that we've talked about on this journey are signs. Mm-hmm. And right at the very beginning of our trip.
Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
We missed a very crucial sign. So, first of all, we were in Sault Ste. Marie. We were crossing into the United States into Sioux, Michigan. And the first sign we missed was the sign that actually took us to the border. So, we had to go around the block and try a second time before we actually made it to the border crossing. And then the second crucial sign we missed was just before we got to the border guard.
Uh-huh.
And it was a stop sign. And he was quite specific about the importance of that sign and how it was there to protect him as well as us. And we had missed the stop sign.
Because that's what he said. He said, did you see the stop sign? And I said, no. And I was totally honest. Like, I did not see the stop sign. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, there was a sign. And that's there to protect me. And I see one car at a time. He's like, do you know that you're in the United States of America right now? And I'm like, yes. And he's like, is this where you want to be? And I'm like, yes. And you could tell that he was very serious about his job and how important it was to follow the signs in order to make sure everybody was kept safe. Like, mm-hmm. as Jane said, not only him, but us as well. Mm-hmm. And at that point, we sort of just looked at each other and said, we, in the last 5 minutes, have missed two very important signs. Mm-hmm. So we actually stopped and prayed. Mm-hmm. And we're like, dear Lord Jesus, like, we're just in the beginning of this adventure. We need your help to make sure that we see the signs, because signs are so important. Mm-hmm. Like, a stop sign protects people at intersections from hitting each other. They create space in between cars. Mm-hmm. Signs on a highway are very clear. Like, if you want to get off here, then, you know, it says in two miles, this is going to happen. Okay, in 1 mile, this is going to happen. So they actually have signs that warn you that the bigger sign is coming, mm-hmm. to take you off to where you need to go. And we didn't want to miss out on any of the signs, because right from the very beginning, we gave this adventure to the Lord to, mm-hmm. say, God, wherever it is that you would have us go, then help us to see your signs, mm-hmm. so that we will do what you want us to do. Because, yes, it is on my bucket list to see all 50 states. And so I'm in the process of working myself through all 50 states. And on this trip, we have seen Wisconsin and Minnesota, Iowa, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. So we have seen 7 states so far, and it's like check, 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 check. But if we don't follow the signs, then we're not going to see those. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to miss out. I don't want to miss out on seeing something because I didn't see a sign, or like that very first border crossing guard, when I, like, he could have very easily have said, sorry, I'm not letting you in, because it was in his realm of authority that he could do that because I missed the sign. Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, so what does this have to do with anything? Well, the fact is God has plans and purposes for us. And Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And so God has plans for us. So you could almost think of it as like a blueprint mm-hmm. for our life.
Right.
And like very clear, like he has plans for us and he actually wants to convey that plan for us. And he does that through signs.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the signs would be through the Word of God, through reading the scriptures.
Right.
Another way is through prayer. We speak to God. God speaks to us. God speaks to us. We speak back. It's mm-hmm. a conversation thing. Another way God speaks to us is through other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe Jane has been reading something, but the reason she's been reading it is so that she can share it with me
right.
in conversation. That's another way that God speaks mm-hmm. to us. That's a sign from the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Another way is through dreams.
Right.
The Lord speaks to us through dreams. And you might be saying, well, what do you mean? Well, if you look at people in the Bible like David, well, Joseph in the Old Testament, but also the father of the earthly father of Jesus, Joseph in the New Testament, also Daniel. Mm-hmm. Peter was given a sign that of a vision of a mm-hmm. cloth falling from heaven, full of all the unclean foods, and that was God declaring to Peter at that point in time that he was declaring all things good to eat. And so God speaks to us through the Word of God, through prayer, through people, through dreams. And sometimes it's just the tap, tap, tap of the Holy Spirit that says, and the whisper, like, mm-hmm. I want you to go here.
Or circumstances.
Right?
I was thinking last night, the circumstance.
Right.
Right.
And so we want you to hold on to that for a minute. We just said circumstances, because we do have a story to tell you about that. As Jane just said, like, I was thinking about that from last night.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, we want you to pause and think about when God might have spoken to you through circumstances in order to direct you into a different path for mm-hmm. his purposes. So we're going to take a commercial break. We will be right back.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
it's
on
true.
There. If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Hi, and welcome back to New Every Day. We are so glad that you are tuned in and listening in, whether you are watching us on YouTube or on our website, neweveryday.tv, or if you're listening to us on the Stitcher app, then, you know, thank you so much. You might be wondering, well, how can I learn more about New Every Day? go to our website, neweveryday.tv, and there's lots of information about myself and Carrie, the other co-host, as well as if you're interested in finding out ways that you could help support this ministry to reach more people. So go to the partners page and see how you can get plugged in. And there's lots of opportunities there, from Patreon, giving a little bit with each show, to just making your purchases work for us as well. So check out neweveryday.tv. And so we're back. We're talking about signs and how important it is that we see signs, and that God speaks to us through His Word, through prayer, through people, through dreams, and through circumstances. And so we pause there for a little bit, and I want to say to you, what exactly, how would you explain circumstances to our viewers?
Right.
And can you give an example?
Right. So have you ever had, this isn't my example, but have you ever had a situation where you're driving and you have a specific destination you need to get to, and you're on a time crunch, and you hit traffic, and you're then in stop and go traffic. Mm-hmm. And all you can think about is, I just need to get to where I need to get to. Why is this happening to me? So to me, that would be an indication of, that's a circumstance that God has allowed in your life at that moment. And we often have a tendency of thinking, just get me through it, instead of pausing and saying, Lord Jesus, I choose to believe that you have a different plan for me, so just help me to receive that plan and help me to stay here in the moment and be who you need to be, because you have chosen to allow me to be at this moment on this part of the highway right now, right here, so just let me be here.
Right.
Sometimes it's, you have a plan of doing one particular thing, and that just, no matter how hard you try, it doesn't come to fruition, and you wonder why. Sometimes you think everything is going okay, and then something different happens, and you have to turn left when you thought you were going to turn right. And I would say that would be the example that I'm going to use from last evening.
Okay.
We had checked into a hotel, and you know, the room was clean, and so it appeared to be fine. So, you know, we gave it the all clear. We prayed over the room, asked God to cleanse the room and to fill it with His presence, as we've been doing at every hotel that we come to. And we left and went for supper, and then needed to come back to the room because we decided we should fill up with gas so that we wouldn't need to do that today, because today's Sunday. And we came back to the room, and there was a very, very strong smell of cigarette smoke.
And I said, oh, maybe somebody's smoking next door.
Right.
Right? Or outside. And so Jane opens the door, and she goes outside, and there's no one there.
No.
And then, yeah, and what did you say? Like, you said, well, maybe.
I said, you know, this smell wasn't here before, so maybe this isn't the room that God wants us to be in.
Yeah, and so we actually left. We went and got gas. We came back, and both of us walked in, and we're like, it is stronger now.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't anybody around.
Mm-mm.
But there was this distinct smell of cigarette smoke, and Jane had already said, oh, like, it's already given me a headache.
Mm-hmm.
And we're thinking, how does this even happen? Like, this was a perfectly fine room.
Right.
And so we just went down, and we asked for a new room. We explained the situation. They were very understanding, which was wonderful. But as we went up to the other room, like, we had that conversation of, what is God protecting us from? And it reminds me of Garth Brooks' song, Unanswered Prayers. Like, sometimes we don't know what God is protecting us from, because He has chosen, for whatever reason, not to tell us.
Right.
And another example is, okay, we're in the USA on this road trip. Football is really big in the States, like high school football, college football, like NFL, like that's the National Football League. And so one of our things was, well, we should be going to see a football game because it's so big. And like every single town that we checked in at, like nothing was playing. And we're like, this is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing. And it's like, it is the season of football.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of just went, well, maybe God has a different plan for us. Uh-huh. And what's interesting is we did check into one hotel, and he said, well, we're running behind because it was a big football day yesterday, and so we were packed full, and we recognize that sometimes parties can get out of hand. Uh-huh. And is that something that God just didn't want us to be a part of? Or uh-huh. maybe he wanted us to save our money and put it towards something else. Like, we don't really uh-huh. know.
No.
And the human side of us says, but tell me.
Right.
I want to know what you've protected me from. And the God side is, no, I want you to trust me.
Right. And I guess, like, even, you know, when we think about the room from last evening, did he want us in both rooms? He may have wanted us to pray over both rooms because we prayed over both rooms. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm reminded of how he said to Joshua, before Joshua took the Israelites into mm-hmm. Canaan, he said to Joshua, every place you put your feet, I will give you, it will be yours. So was that, we don't know the answer. I'm just making these broad statements, but it's possible God wanted us in both rooms. I don't know. I don't know what may yet happen or what would have happened or could have happened mm-hmm. that he needed one of his children to be in that room so that they could pray over it, so his presence mm-hmm. could hover there. We don't know the answer to that. So it could have been to protect us. It could have been because he wanted us to be in both rooms, but it was very clear that he did not
want us
in that first room, and we were to move. And so we were obedient, and we moved. And as Jen says, we may never know the answer to that, and that's okay, because God is God, and we are not.
And that's just it. Like, when God speaks to us, because he loves us, he has a plan and purpose for our life, he uses signs, mm-hmm. looking at the circumstances in our life, like, well, why didn't that person return that email? I needed it now. Well, there, you know, maybe if you had gotten that answer when you thought you needed it, then you actually would have made certain decisions that were not God-honoring. Mm-hmm. And so by you waiting, then other circumstances change, and actually that's the best timing. But also, there's the waiting side of this. Why didn't this work out? But the flip side is that sometimes God does give us signs, and we ignore them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the traffic jam goes two ways. Like, maybe you're in the traffic jam because God is protecting you from something greater or mm-hmm. wants a certain timing thing. Or sometimes the Lord did tap you on the shoulder and say, no, don't. I know you take the expressway every day. I know you take, but I want you to go on this road. And you're like, but that's going to take me 17 minutes longer. Mm-hmm. I'm not going that way. Or you just, and that's where the Spirit just sort of drops the idea in your head, and you're like, psh, and you sort of brush it away rather mm-hmm. than following through. And so then you get on the expressway and you're like, oh, this is why this mm-hmm. that idea was dropped into my head. Mm-hmm. And so part of this whole, I want to say, first in our series on signs is to cultivate that Spirit within you. That when you accept Christ into your heart, we are told that the Holy Spirit comes and lives within us, basically to make us into the person that God created us to be, that whole idea of helping us to fulfill the plans and purposes that Christ has for us. And so the Holy Spirit, you know, speaks to us through the Word of God, through prayer, through circumstances, through people, through dreams and visions. And our job is actually then to say, dear Lord Jesus, would you help me to see the signs, as we mm-hmm. prayed that day? Like, help us to see the signs, help us to be aware, mm-hmm. and help us not to be closed mm-hmm. off to what other people might be speaking into our lives. And sometimes it's, you know, I want to say the strangest people can speak truth into our life. Mm-hmm. And an example is, I was planning on going to a specific city in the U.S., and my friend Jared, who was on the show a couple of years ago, he said, oh, like, you need to be really careful about going to that city. And I'm like, okay. And then I was talking with another gentleman from our church who was a truck driver at one point in time. And when I said, oh, I'm going to see a hockey game in the city, he was like, oh, you need to be really careful about that city, especially at night. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. And then we were at a Jeremy Camp concert total, like, two random couples sat behind us, or I guess we sat in front of them, mm-hmm. and they said, when we said, I'm going to go to St. Louis, and he's like, oh, that's not safe. And, like, Jane at that point said, Jen, that's three witnesses. That's three different people, and none of them know each other, all have spoken to say, really, that's not the safest city. And so I take that, and I say to the Lord, what do you want me to do with this? And so as a result, I'm planning a different route home, mm-hmm. because that's a witness, that's a sign that I need to take seriously. Mm-hmm. And so as we close off the show today, I want you to think about, like, how has God spoken to me? What are the signs that I have known very clearly that God has spoken to me, or that maybe I think God might be speaking to me? We would say, ask the Lord. Just, what do I do with this? Maybe it's a verse from Scripture, and you're like, is this for me? Well, ask the Lord. Lord, am I supposed to do something about this verse? Or I feel like you spoke that to me. Would you confirm that in someone else? Or maybe it's a friend that is saying something to you. Could you confirm that sign? Because I want to walk in the fullness of your plans and purposes for my life. So as we close off, we're going to pray for you and ask God to guide and direct you and to give you an open heart to receive that. So let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you that, Lord, you have plans and purposes for our life, and you do speak to us, and you speak to us through a variety of means that we would call signs, whether it's Scripture or Spirit or prayer. Lord, help us to be sensitive to the leading of your Holy Spirit today, that we would walk where you want us to walk and speak what you would have us to speak and drive where you would want us to drive, so we can experience the full life that you have for us. Mm-hmm. And we ask this in your name. Amen. So thank you so much for tuning in with us on this road show. And so we look forward to seeing you back here again next week. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Bye.